The Trump administration's move to make it more difficult for poorer migrants to remain in the United States is facing strong opposition, including from some local counties which are mounting legal battles. A planned overhaul of the US immigration system would make it difficult for migrants who rely on public benefits to extend their visas or gain permanent resident status. One US immigration lawyer says it incorporates part of Australia's points-based immigration system. And even if the new immigration policy is blocked in the courts, some say it's already forced families to opt out of food stamps and health cover for fear of the potential consequences. Gavin Coote reports.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. These words from the poem The New Colossus adorn a bronze plaque on the Statue of Liberty. They envisage the United States as a great nation of immigrants. And this week a Trump official took some creative liberties as he explained the administration's planned overhaul of the immigration system. On NPR Radio, the acting director of US Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, added a few words when asked about the poem.
Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and who will not become a public charge. That plaque was put on the Statue of Liberty at almost the same time as the first public charge law was passed. Very interesting timing.
The public charge law he's referring to dates back to 1882, which ruled that if migrants were set to become a public charge, that is, reliant on government support, they should be denied American citizenship. But it hasn't been used in recent times to block any migrants. The Trump administration is looking to change this.
And I think it's long overdue. I am tired of seeing our taxpayers paying for people to come into the country and immediately go on to welfare and various other things. So I think we're doing it right.
It's put out an 800-page document on changes that would block migrants from extending their visa or getting a green card if they're likely to rely on public benefits such as food aid or public housing. Cara Lynham is an immigration lawyer in the Midwest city of Minneapolis and has been fielding phone calls this week from anxious clients.
People are starting to think about my U.S. citizen child who is eligible for benefits. Should I keep that child enrolled in those benefits if it's health insurance or food assistance or housing assistance or free or reduced school lunches? Will that be held against me as the parent for my child using those benefits? Right now, that would not. The rule is very specific about that. But that is not stopping the chilling effect from taking place.
Researchers estimate the rule would affect up to 26 million people. 9 million of those would be children. It's set to take effect in mid-October, but it's already facing legal challenges. Greg Siskind is an immigration lawyer in the state of Tennessee. He sees some parallels between Trump's approach to immigration and the points-based immigration system in Australia, which rewards migrants with more skills and education.
If the administration wants to propose something like that, they are welcome to do it. But in our country, we've had a long history of having a very mixed system. If it's an excuse to dramatically cut immigration overall, which I think it is with this administration, then the point is that they want to cut immigration, not that they want to have a point system.
Despite the legal hurdles, some aren't so quick to declare it defeated.
Getting into the prediction game with it when it comes to the courts under this administration is very difficult.
David Beer is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute, a leading U.S. libertarian think tank.
The idea that we're going to be separating families from each other based on this entirely hypothetical situation where maybe they're going to use benefits in the future or preventing employers from being able to hire people based on this is just not a legitimate way to build an immigration policy.
In a follow-up interview on CNN, Ken Cuccinelli expanded on his earlier comments about the Statue of Liberty poem.
Well, of course, that poem was referring back to people coming from Europe where they had class-based societies where people were considered wretched if they weren't in the right class.
That's Acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli, ending Gavin Coote's report.